Igor Litsky, Unilight Me Project. Today, in this New Year's Day of 2024, a few words on how I look at the topic of setting up new goals. So, many of us do know that goals are imperative in many areas of our lives. So we set little goals like, okay, here's today's plan. I'm gonna wake up, take the kids to the school, I'm gonna go to the work, I'm gonna try and do my best there, I'm gonna do project A, project B, project C, go back home, and so on and so on. We set for ourselves some leisure time. You say that's plan. Yeah, that's plan, but plan consists of many smaller goals. And we need to realize that we're all capable of setting up goals and making them happen. We do that every single day. The other challenge and the other view on it is, of course, the bigger goals, the ones that we could set for ourselves for the next year, for the next couple of years, for our career goals. Different type of outlook on similar topic, but at the same time, so much different. Because we tend to downsize and look a bit worse on these little goals that we do every day versus the ones that we think are big goals. So we often think that, hey, I set up some goals and I just cannot make them work. And this is really making our unconscious think that we are incapable of managing goals well, right? Because if we set some goals and we just cannot make them happen, why bother? But the reality is that we are capable of executing goals. And without them, we are unfortunately more randomly moving the reality that we are having. And it is very, very crucial that we learn to set short-term, long-term, even mid-term goals, and we pursue them. And you think, okay, Igor, but I'm going to set a goal and what to do with that, right? For example, my goal is to become rich, or my goal is to create a certain project and launch it and make it successful, whatever that means for you. And yeah, sure, that kind of goal be just a bigger goal. That's why it's super important to break them down into a smaller, more realistic pieces that allows us to actually pursue the goal. So if your goal is, for example, to lose weight, that's a great goal. It's gonna support your health. You need to not only want it, you need to understand why you want it, to keep yourself motivated long term. But also, what are the steps that you're gonna take every day, every week to pursue this goal? And then you break this down into the smaller pieces that are manageable and achievable for you. So for example, you can say to yourself that I can walk in the forest, like here, every single day for 15 minutes, maybe walking the dog, or maybe just walking doing something else. These goals, the smaller goals, and the smaller goals are the things that will keep you actually going. So if we set the bigger goal, and it is a great goal, we are hyped for it, but then the next few days we are just having, you know, our own routines happen, we have our own things going on, we tend to slowly drift away from the goals. So the reality is we need to somehow make ourselves believe that we can achieve it and trick our ego into action. One of the little tricks is actually keeping the goals very, very small. This could be, again, walking in the forest. It could be lifting weights at your home that you just bought for 10 minutes a day, which doesn't scare you, right? but it started makes you go. And after a month of executing the small steps that you have set for yourself, you can revise and you can set for yourself bigger goals if you want. And which are still little steps that are achievable for you. I highly recommend this way, approach of little steps towards achieving your goals. I highly recommend setting up your goals, which is super important. So your goal, your next year is directed by your own ideas of what you want to pursue. And always remember that part of acceptance and being yourself is actually understanding what you desire and pursuing it in a positive, constructive way for you and other people around you. So focus on giving, focus on making yourself better, and do your best. Thank you very much and have a great year ahead. Cheers.